Now is the time of the year where people are doing their spring cleanup, both inside their homes and outside. Part of that cleanup process should be to check in on your first aid kit at home. Sydney Gruel, Marshall County Public Health Director, shares some key items to keep in your first aid kit.
Band-Aids, gauze, some triple antibiotic ointment, different things for stings or bites. Also, tick removers are a good thing to have, especially here in Iowa.
Gruel says it really depends on your lifestyle and what you do day to day on what needs to be in your first aid kit. She reminds people that it's important to check your first aid kit to make sure it's stocked, but also
make sure you check them if things expire and make sure you don't leave them out too often in the heat because it might affect the efficacy of different things like your Band-Aids or if there's any medication in there and things like that.
One item Gruel suggests is rubber or latex gloves for personal protection.
I know the like butterfly stitches are a good thing, you know, in case you do have a kiddo that hurts themselves while playing at home or even yourself if you're doing some yard work.
Gruel suggests a main first aid kit for your home that's fully stocked and a smaller kit for your vehicle while on the go. Marshalltown's Park and Recreation Department received a $50,000 grant from the Iowa DNR. Director Kelsey Stafford says they partnered with Trees Forever to do a tree inventory and forest management plan.
What that will do is just inform us on what trees we have, help us get better diversity with our trees throughout the city, and that will help us in the future with things like the tornado disaster that we had, the derecho, emerald ash borer, just help us have a healthier canopy overall for the future.
The tree canopy, especially on the north side of town, is slowly coming back. This is a process and will not happen overnight, but it will take many years to bring back the full canopy. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and detective with the Marshalltown Police Department, Craig Legescholt, wants people to know there are people in our community who want to help. People can always share their story with the Marshalltown Police Department and work with the impact advocates, but also there's a nonprofit called ACCESS.
ACCESS stands for Assault Care Center Extending Shelter and Support. So they provide advocates for not only sexual assault, but also domestic violence and other violent crimes. And so they provide an advocate for somebody to be with them through the entire process. They can be with them while they're making reports to police, while they are getting medical treatment, and even through the court process, which can be quite a ways down the road. But they're there to provide support whatever is needed.
To see all the services that they offer, people can head to the ACCESS website, assaultcarecenter.org, or people can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. Announced yesterday on the Marshall County Conservation Board Facebook page, Marshall County Conservation will be holding their night prairie burn tomorrow night, Thursday, April 16th. They're advising people to meet out at the Grimes Farm shelter at 7:30. There will be some education about why a prairie burn is needed, then a display of how to do a prairie burn safely. For more information or questions, people can reach out to the Grimes Farm Nature Center or head to their Facebook page, Marshall County Conservation Board. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau has released the numbers for the recent statewide hands-free driving law enforcement effort. The numbers show 551 hands-free citations were given to drivers, and there were 329 hands-free warnings written as well. The project started last Monday and went through Friday from April 6th to the 10th. This was the first statewide effort since law enforcement officers started writing tickets for violations on January 1st. The Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau says a total of more than 3,600 citations and 3,100 warnings have been issued since January 1st. Much of central Iowa will be facing the potential of severe storms this afternoon. What we could be facing is coming after this.
It's the Hot, Hot, Hot Loan Spectacular at Lennox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Now through May 15th, turn up the savings with rates as low as 2% on new vehicles and just 3% on used vehicles 2019 and newer.
Those rates are smoking!
Bring in your last two pay stubs or your current loan paperwork and see how much you can save with new money financing.
Loan subject to approval. New money only. Some restrictions apply. No real estate or unsecured loans.
Lenox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Don't miss the hottest loan rates around.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings. Brought to you by McGregor's Furniture and Mattress. Downtown Marshalltown.
Rainy, 59 degrees. Coming up, we will give away a 4-pack of tickets to the Bronx Wanderers a little bit later in the hour. Live on stage, Thursday, April 23rd, we will visit shortly with Paul Geilenfeld, our county engineer with Newsmakers. Back to the newsroom now. Here's Zach.
Much of central Iowa will be facing the potential of severe storms this afternoon. The National Weather Service has rated this storm a 2 out of 5, which means primary threats are damaging wind and large hail. There's a small chance of tornadoes or flash flooding as well. The highest risk for tornadoes is the I-80 corridor in central Iowa. They say that that is stretching from Atlantic to Iowa City going east and west, and from Marshalltown down to Osceola going north and south. The storm should hit most people in central Iowa early afternoon. The Des Moines Fire Department says medics recently were able to give a blood transfusion to the patient before transport to the hospital for the first time under a pilot program. Medics gave blood to a security guard who had been stabbed at the Polk County's Life Services Center. In this situation, blood helped keep the security guard alive until he could arrive at the hospital. The Des Moines and West Des Moines Fire Department started the pilot program back in November of last year to carry blood for transfusions. It was adopted from a process that's used by the military to treat wounded soldiers in the field to stabilize them. The goal is to eventually extend this program statewide. A bill that could pave the way for eighth graders to participate in all high school sports is now on its way to Governor Kim Reynolds. The bill directs the Iowa Department of Education to consult with organizations that oversee Iowa high school athletes and come up with rules for determining how moving eighth graders into fall, winter, and spring sports could work. Currently, right now, eighth graders are able to play in the summer baseball and softball sports. Those who oppose the bill talk about the risk of injury to athletes, as there's a greater risk of injury when competing against older, bigger students with better skills. Supporters of the bill say that coaches, administrators, and parents can make that decision for the child. Iran threatens to retaliate after the U.S. military on Monday blockaded Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz, but Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says there are reasons for some optimism.
It seems like Iran is ready to come back to the table and talk, and if it has that positive outcome and we get a diplomatic solution to this, it's a very worthy outcome.
There are efforts to prompt the U.S. and Iran to restart negotiations before the ceasefire runs out next week. Estimates on the cost of the war are varied, ranging from $1 billion per day to between $30 and $45 billion since the first U.S. airstrikes on February 28th.